It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm going to guide people through the ballot here, although I think this is like a waste of time because everyone's voted already, Sue.
Well, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to help you, but you're a city resident, right?
Yeah.
Before we get to that, a couple of things here on media deception. And this is interesting. I just noticed this as I was doing the show during the break. I'm, you know, scrolling through the X, formerly Twitter, and I see Nicholas Kristof, who I don't follow, but apparently somebody retweeted this that I do follow. He's a, I don't know if you know who Nicholas is. He's one of the liberal columnists for the New York Times.
I did not know
and
that.
And a lefty pundit. And he's actually promoting a story that's in the Washington Post, not in the New York Times. And he links to the story and it says this, a struggling, and this is playing, look, we're going to talk about Amendment 3 in a moment here in Missouri. This is a very tough issue for a lot of people. I have been pro-life my entire life. I'll explain my vote on Amendment 3 here in a second. But this is a tough issue because emotions are involved and people get very, very angry about that issue. And
right.
I'm not a woman, and I know that women have different perspectives, but let me just talk about the media. This is what I know. I'm not telling you how to vote on any of these issues, but what I'm going to tell you is the deception that goes on in the mainstream media, and here's a prime example. So Nicholas Kristof tweets this out. A struggling Nevada mom suffers a miscarriage, then the police show up and arrest her for manslaughter, and she's sentenced to 2.5 to 8 years in prison. Only when a pro bono lawyer steps up and appeals does a judge reverse the conviction and set her free to return to her children. This is family values. Think about that as you vote. Well, that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds awful that this poor mom, she's poor, she can't afford groceries, mainly because of Biden. He doesn't mention that. But the police showed up just because she had a miscarriage?
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right. You know why it doesn't sound right? Because that's not what happened.
Of course not.
Okay, what happened was this woman was almost 8 months pregnant at the time, and she was ingesting cinnamon every single day to try to end her pregnancy. She had read somewhere, or maybe it was a TikTok thing, or who knows what the hell happened, but that's what she was doing. She was also smoking meth, by the way, in an effort to end her pregnancy. And then, by the way, when she, and this is disgusting and vile and gross, and I apologize if there's children in the car, but she had a miscarriage, and then she tried to hide the body, and when the cops came, they were a little suspicious. So yeah, she was charged with a crime. Nicholas Kristof, the team at the New York Times, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they all want you to believe that there's only one side to this story, right? I mean, good Lord, if anyone was giving, if you're armed with the actual version of what happened there, wouldn't you be rather horrified? Now, did the woman deserve the sentence of 2.5 to 8? I don't know, because I don't know all the details. But what I do know is that the Washington Post, in fairness to the Washington Post, if you read the entire article, they do get down to some of the details that I'm sharing. But you got to go way down and dig deep to find any reference to cinnamon or her attempting to end her pregnancy at 7 to 8 months. Okay, that's a little different than, you know, 8 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think to a lot of people it is. Okay, Sue, I promised to kind of run through the ballot. And one of the things I've said a couple times here in the last week is that it really is good advice to read this ballot ahead of time. Because when I sat down, I'm going to kind of do this live on the air right now, on the Secretary of State's website last week, I couldn't believe how convoluted the language was, how long it took to read it. So you want to be armed if you're going into the voting booth with the information. And what I did today, after waiting for about 65 minutes, took me 5 minutes to vote because I knew exactly what I was doing. I didn't even have to have any notes out. Now, I did not vote for the judges, mainly because I don't feel like I'm armed with the information.
I don't know who is.
Right.
I guess
I look
lawyers.
For Joe Duker's name, Jane's husband. He's not on the ballot this year. But how do you, yeah, if you're a lawyer, I don't know. I don't like that process. But here we go. We have, obviously, Amendment 2. Do you want to? And this is where the language gets very, very detailed, and it's not all on the ballot, right? So you can go to the Secretary of State's office and find out as much about this as you, theory, can. Do you want to amend the Constitution to allow the Missouri Gaming Commission to regulate licensed sports wagering, including online sports betting, gambling boats, professional sports betting districts, and mobile licenses? Now, I can keep going here, and I can read the license information, and I can tell you all the blah, 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 blah. I understand why, let me just say this two ways. I understand why somebody would take a step back at Amendment 2 and say, you know what? Not our first rodeo here in Missouri. All that money that was promised from the lottery, how much of it went to education? When you really dial down how much money is going to education, is it a lot? Probably not. This is a common sense thing to me, okay? I am a libertarian conservative. I believe that I should have the freedom in the state of Missouri, which, by the way, my state is all about freedom. We don't do stupid things like Illinois or California. And you can, in many of these adjoining states, wager. You guys, you don't have to. If you don't want to bet, there's nobody forcing you to bet. I want the right to do that in my home so I don't have to send money to Las Vegas every weekend, which is what I do. It's part of my entertainment. It might be part of yours. It might not be. But I'm voting for Amendment 2, and I don't give a rip if a penny goes to education, but it will. And that's just a libertarian viewpoint on that. Amendment 3. This one's a little tougher. Do you want to amend the Missouri Constitution to establish a right to make decisions about reproductive health care, including abortion and contraceptives, with any governmental interference of that right presumed invalid? Would you like to remove Missouri's ban on abortion? This goes on, blah, blah, blah. Look, I think that it's been well established that the ballot language, this is a perfect example of why I have for four decades been opposed to the initiative petition process. There was actually a woman in line today when I was voting. This was interesting. And I almost clipped her because she was kind of electioneering. She wasn't 25 feet from the entrance. But she was saying to the people in line that she was someone who was paid, I think she said $25 an hour to get signatures for Amendment 3 on the ballot. And her story that she was telling voters today was, then I read the language and I realized what's in this and I'm trying to stop it. Now, I wanted to say to her, look, I appreciate your perspective and I think you're right, but I don't think you should be shouting at people here in line at Grand Glaze, because even though it's not technically electioneering, that's kind of electioneering. But her point is still well taken.
Well, it says stuff like allow regulation of reproductive health care to improve or maintain the health of the patient.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in here that are very questionable. And for me, it wasn't that tough because I'm pro-life. I'm a no vote. But I said this earlier that, you know, I think you're going to have a situation where there's a fair amount of families that are maybe split on this. And
I think so, too. But if you just read that, you'd think, well, that's harmless. I mean, it's really, you really have to read in advance.
And you can go to sos.mo.gov to read the language of all these. And they do get very specific. It's very difficult for people to understand some of it. Now, this one here on Amendment 5, that's pretty easy. Let me break this one down for you. All this does, this is another freedom thing, is allow the Gaming Commission to offer a license to a gambling boat at the Lake of the Ozarks, in Lake Ozark. We had the mayor of Lake Ozark on last week. This is good for their community. There's no reason why we should be able to have gambling boats here that aren't even on, you know, the water anymore like they used to be in St. Charles or in St. Louis or in South County at River City Casino, and prevent the Lake of the Ozarks, the number one tourist destination in our state, from having that. So I voted yes on Amendment 5. Amendment 6. This one, you know, I don't. Did you study Amendment 6?
Yes. Okay. We had the sheriff in of St. Charles County in on Monday, and he said he convinced me. So I'm going to go ahead and vote yes. It's really a court fee. So it's a user fee. If you end up in the court system and you have to pay a $3 fee to do whatever, this is what it goes to. So in other words, instead of taxing anybody or everybody paying a fee, it's just those who go to court who would have to pay it.
So the language says, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to provide that the administration of justice shall include the levying of costs and fees to support salaries and benefits for certain current and former law enforcement personnel. A yes vote will amend the Constitution to levy costs and fees to support salaries and benefits for current and former sheriffs, prosecuting attorneys, and circuit attorneys to ensure all Missourians have access to the courts of justice. A no vote will not amend the Missouri Constitution to levy costs and fees related to current or former sheriffs, prosecuting attorneys, and circuit attorneys. That's so convoluted.
It is convoluted. When he came in, Mark, and explained what it was, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's so simple. What is this?
Right. Well, here's what happened with me. I voted no because I think it's convoluted, and I'm always for the cops, but I don't exactly know what that is all about. And this is exactly why we shouldn't be doing this in Missouri.
Well, yeah. It hasn't been well explained. I will vote yes, but only because he explained it.
Right. Well, and maybe I made an error there, but I voted no. Amendment 7. This one's pretty easy. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to make the Constitution consistent with state law by only allowing citizens of the U.S. to vote, prohibit the ranking of candidates by limiting voters to a single vote per candidate, require the plurality winner of a political party primary to be the single candidate at a general election? Look, this whole thing, and I don't know the... It is technically against federal law to vote if you're not legally in this country. However, here's what I would say to that. And I voted absolutely yes on this one. You have a federal judge. We talked about this afternoon. You've got a federal judge in Virginia and another federal appeals court judge that just ruled that Glenn Youngkin and the state of Virginia can't legally remove 1,600 people on their voter rolls who are admitted to not being in this country legally. So, yeah, I'm going to double down on a constitutional amendment for Missouri because I don't trust the federal government and their enforcement of this. So I'm absolutely voting yes on that, which is what I did today. Proposition A, this is not a constitutional amendment.
Minimum wage.
This is important, and this was a no vote for me. The ballot language is, do you want the Missouri Constitution, or do you want to amend the Missouri law? I'm sorry, because this is not a constitutional amendment.
Right.
So do you want to amend the Missouri law to increase the minimum wage in January of 2025, which I'm pretty sure is coming up here, to $13.75 per hour, increasing $1.25 per hour each year until 2026, when the minimum wage would be $15 per hour. The adjustment based on changes in the consumer price index would begin in 2027. So then it's, you know, hell, if it's just rated on inflation, you'd have a lot more money if you're doing it from the last 4 years. This is the part that I voted no for. Look, I'm for people making good money if they earn the money.
Right.
And the minimum wage, it's called the minimum wage because that's kind of like a starting point, right? And this is the part I didn't like in Proposition A. It would require all employers to provide 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours work. It would allow the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations to provide oversight and enforcement. There's bureaucracy getting involved.
Yep.
I don't like the...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The requirements. Look, if you're working for someone and they're not paying you enough money, you should look for another job. If you are with an organization that values you, they're going to potentially provide you with sick leave and vacation time, and you can work into that position. I'm completely against mandating businesses for part-time employees that they can't find enough anyway. So no, that is a no vote for me. In St. Charles County, they have a few different issues. Did I miss any there, by the way?
Well, I'm looking at the city ballot and that we've got a Proposition B, these are all city ones. So you're done.
Yeah, I think so. But how come I have here the, that was on the primary election ballot. I see. Okay. That's where I was confused. There were a couple things on the primary ballot that I might have missed. St. Charles County, they have ballots for county councilman, for prosecuting attorney, for a Senate seat. That's the Adam Schnelting seat, or Matt Williams. You're going to go with Schnelting, the Republican there. But it doesn't look like they have any ballot, countywide ballot measures in St. Charles County. So yeah, the city ballot will be a little different than what I did in St. Louis County today versus Jeffco or St. Charles County. But for the most part, if you want to find out information on the amendments, go to the Secretary of State's office for all the ballot language. Your county if you're in St. Louis County, would have the rest of the language and information on how to vote. So the biggest recommendation that I could give you outside of, you know, you can think for yourselves, right? You don't have to do what I did, is read the ballot before you go in. Do a little homework, because that's going to make things so much easier. I'm so glad that I did that. And again, it took me just 70 minutes all in to vote earlier at Grand Glaze in St. Louis County. We've got audio cut of the day still to come.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.